Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Renato Mariotti, legal affairs columnist for Politico magazine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So Democrats seem to have a lot of confidence, thinking that they have enough proof of the quid pro quo with the Ukraine phone call to push for a vote on impeachment, possibly before Christmas. Do you think that this is going to be enough, or do they have another task?
I think that they certainly have a sufficient evidence to establish a quid pro quo. I think that's there's no question of that. Taylor and Vindman and others have established that. Sondland walked back his testimony. The ambassador, who was a major Trump donor, and originally I think gave testimony that was more mixed. I think he's moved his testimony. So I think they're certainly going to be able to establish that. I think, you know, where I see Republicans going now is essentially them saying, well, there was a quid pro quo, but it's not impeachable, or it's not worth removing him from office. It was wrongful, but, you know, it's not the sort of thing that should result in removal from office. So I expect the Democrats to put on their case in the upcoming week or two, or three. And, you know, they're going to be trying their best to get through it quickly because they realize they're on the clock.
Now, how important is public opinion in all of this?
I think that's the whole that's the whole ball game. Realistically, if the vote was held today, I mean, many reporters have been saying that there's no question that Trump would not be removed from office. It's not clear how many, if there'd be any Republican votes at this point to remove. What the Democrats are counting on is that they can potentially move public opinion. So there were some leaks of opening statements originally from the closed door depositions. Now we're starting to see full transcripts released. Of course, you know, most people aren't going to be reading an 800-page transcript or a 300-page transcript. So now we're going to have public hearings starting next week. And that's an opportunity for there to be potentially, you know, clips that are going to play on television, that are going to be moments that are going to break through. That's at least what Democrats are hoping. That's what they need to have to move public opinion. I don't think they can wait for a Senate trial because they're going to lose control of the process.
Right. Now, there seems to be a lot of controversy surrounding the president. There's so much there to sort of pick apart. How can Democrats really focus their message?
That's a great question. And really, the key for Democrats is going to be sticking on a simple story and hammering it with repetition. So, you know, look, as you point out, there's a just unbelievable number of controversies surrounding this president all the time. The public is just barraged with stories and scandals. And I think it can be hard for people to discern which ones are the important stories and which are the unimportant stories. What are the scandals that they need to be paying attention to? For a lot of people, they just tuned out a while ago. They remember there's prior investigations. Nothing seems to have turned up from that that's changed their lives in any way. And I think a lot of people are wondering, well, is this something I need to pay attention to? And what Democrats need to do is focus their message and have a very simple story. And the story really is that Trump took our tax dollars that were supposed to go to this other country that was in need, and he held them up and abused his power by saying, you need to investigate my opponent in order to get the money that Congress had put aside for that country. It's a very simple story. And they essentially need to tell that story over and over and over again because most people aren't paying attention. And so they just have to hope that the repetition of a very simple story and some simple phrases are going to win the day for them.
Now, with these public hearings, does the order of the witness testimony matter?
Oh, absolutely. If their first witness bombs, people are going to pay a huge amount of attention to that. You know, that's stage for what the rest of this is. They have a very compelling first witness that is going to get people interested in what's to come. And that's how real life trials are. You know, I was a federal prosecutor for a decade and I've tried a lot of cases in my career. People pay attention to the first thing and the last thing. So you always start and end strong. You want to have a witness who is very compelling in the beginning, that gets people's attention, tells the story up front, So that's probably going to be someone like Lieutenant Colonel Vindman or Ambassador Taylor, people who know all the relevant facts and have something very compelling to say.
What about Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney? Do you think that he is going to appear or not before the House Intelligence Committee?
I think that he is not going to appear. He would have some difficult questions to answer. He would put himself in a spot where he would end up either having to distance himself from Trump or criticize Trump or say things that are unfavorable to Trump. I expect him to take the White House line that he's not supposed to cooperate and just roll with that. The issue for him, I think, in the coming weeks is, you know, there's already been talk, there's some reporting today that, that Republicans are starting to look at, you know, pointing the finger at other Trump associates trying to put the blame on them. And Mulvaney is one of those people who could be a fall guy. So at some point, you know, it'll be interesting to see if his interests diverge from Trump's.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is Renato Mariotti, a former federal prosecutor, as well as legal affairs columnist for Politico magazine.